Felt like yesterday was a really great day for us. We learned a lot. It's good, great work against the Saints, against Sean and his staff have really accommodated us in terms of on the field, the football part of it. Got a lot of good work in, a lot of good teaching. We have a tremendous amount of film with all the one-on-ones and the group drills, in addition to the team drills. So that's been great for us. Can't say enough about the Greenbrier facility. We really haven't had a chance to enjoy the many amenities that they have here. Personally, I'm looking forward to coming back at a different time when I can do that. This place is, it's beautiful, it's awesome, and they've been very accommodating. So, we look forward to building on yesterday with today, some more situational work. Changing up a couple drills and doing some of the same things we did yesterday, trying to improve on them and get our team as much situational work as we can. And then we'll kind of move into tomorrow and be ready to play on Saturday. There's no better scouting report for the team that we're playing than to be out here on the practice field with them. So that part of it will be good too. So we'll be able to get the experience of transferring preparation and practice reps to game opportunities and game execution. So, all in all, it's this week. We expect it to be good. It has been. And, I want to take advantage of today. Today's another good opportunity for a football team.
Bill, is everything pre-planned, for instance, like today? Do you play off anything yesterday that you talked with the Saints? Like, we'd like to work on this today after?
A couple little things, Dan, yeah, a couple little things. For the most part, we had it. Sean and I kind of laid out the format for the week, but we did talk about a couple things from yesterday relative to today and made a couple little minor modifications, nothing significant.
I know you mentioned yesterday that because there's such a good working relationship between your team and the Saints that it's always been easy the last three of the last 5 years. And you said it's been easy because you guys have been playing each other in the preseason. Would you ever consider making the Saints more of a permanent, workout partner, even if you're not playing them in the preseason game?
I wouldn't rule it out at all. It's just logistically, it's a little bit tougher. It's not like we're, a couple-hour bus ride away from each other either. So, that's for down the road. Right now, we're just focused on this week and, deal with next year or some other year when it comes.
You tend to concentrate on maybe some of the younger players who are fighting for roles, but what sort of camp has Devin McCourty had?
Devin's been out here every day. He's worked hard, and, he gives us a lot of leadership and a lot of versatility on our defense. So he's done a good job, and we try to get a lot of players work them in different roles so that when we get to those, which we eventually will during the season, that they'll be at least have some background in it.
Bill, given Tom's uncertain status, are you happy right now where Jimmy is in terms of preparedness, and might you need to ramp it up a little bit going forward?
We're all in the same boat. We're in the, the third week of preseason, and we all got a lot of work to do, so that includes all of us, everybody.
How do you think some of the new guys trying to work in at the defensive back handled going up against Drew yesterday, and did Malcolm get crossed up on those passes to Joe and Josh Morgan, or were they just really good players?
It's been another really good week of work. We've faced good quarterbacks in practice, and we faced a good quarterback last week for 30 some plays. Good quarterbacks in Green Bay, but in particular Rodgers. So we've seen good players, and we're going to continue to see good players in the National Football League. That's what this league is. So every time we go up against quality players, it's an opportunity for us to improve and work against quality competition. We're not going to back away from it, and those are the guys that we're going to have to play against.
Do these practices have more, carry more weight in the evaluation process than just a typical practice? And how do you compare that to being able to evaluate them in a game as well?
It's a compilation of a lot of things. The evaluation process really is a mosaic of a lot of different components. So I wouldn't characterize one as one thing and another as something else. They're all important. They're all part of the big picture. and we'll put it all together and try to make the best decision we can for the team.
You talk about your relationship with Sean Payton in terms of philosophy, the way you approach things. What similarities really stand out between you and Sean?
Well, again, I've never worked directly with Sean, just in situations like this where we've worked, you know, jointly on practices and things like that, and that's always gone real smoothly. And of course, we both spent, a significant amount of time with Coach Parcells, but specifically, I don't know, because we really haven't been in that situation where we're on the same staff and working together and exchanging ideas for the same goal. As good as our relationship is now, we're on different teams and we have goals for our individual teams, and that's who we represent, not the same one, so it's just a little bit different.
Drew said yesterday, the more each year that passes, it's a little bit more of a mental grind to get through the season. You've been at this a long time. Is it still just as exciting for you, or has it gotten to be, is it more of a mental grind each and every year?
I mean, I enjoy the process. I enjoy all the parts of the process, the team building, the bringing in young guys, going to training camp, getting ready for the season, the week-to-week preparation, the games. So it's all, there's some Mondays that aren't like the most fun days I've ever had in my life, but I enjoy the whole process, so this is part of it, and I enjoy this.
Bill, there was a play in yesterday's practice where Tom threw a touchdown pass to Amendola in the back right-hand corner of the end zone, and there were, it looked like, four players sort of tightly packed in that area. I don't know if you remember the play, if you saw it on film. I'm curious, what did you see that made that work? I mean, it looked like it was dropped just into the tightest of windows.
Well, like a lot of plays out here, there are things that happen good that still, there are things that need to be corrected on the play, and then there are some bad plays, but within that play, there are some good things on the play. So I put that play in the same category as probably 100 other ones. There's some good, there's some bad. The throw and the catch, were good. The protection, some other parts of the play, could have been better.
When you look at Drew and Tom, about the same age, and they've accomplished so much in their careers, how rare is it to have two guys, in this day and age, have a run like they've had as quarterbacks?
They're great players. I think there are several other great players in that category in the league now that have had similar type careers with similar longevity. I think if you go back through history, you'll probably find, a handful of players that fall into that category at different periods in time. But again, all that's, great. You can write a great story about it. Like, what my focus is on our team and our development and where we are as a football team. So it's not, with all due respect to all those players, that's not really my deal now.
Bill, one of the things.
Two final questions, guys.
One of the things Sean shared is that when they broke down tape, a coach would watch a play, then a scout would observe. Coach would evaluate their player, scout would evaluate your player. And I'm curious, when you watch in this setting, are you watching strictly with a coach's perspective or both? And how, if you see it as a scout, does that inform your evaluation of your player?
I think that's the value of a practice like this, is there's two components to it. One is the evaluation of your individual players. Another is an evaluation of your scheme against the different scheme other than one that you've been working against yourself for, a number of practices. So, from a coaching standpoint, you're trying to coach your players, make them better, make your scheme better, make the play work better. From a personnel standpoint, you're trying to evaluate your players and how they're performing. You're also evaluating some other players, but more importantly, I think you're evaluating your players against other types of players. You've seen them against your guys, now we see them against the Saints players. And they're a very talented group, so it just gives you another evaluation against a different player. So it's a combination of both of those. We watch a lot of film in training camp, our scouts, our coaches. We see every player, every play. Doesn't matter whether it's a scout team rep, an individual period, a team period. We evaluate all of it and, again, try to compose a mosaic picture of that player and the entire camp, not just one play or one individual thing. That's, each play is important, but it's the composite of all of them, really, that we're trying to get.
So you had a question there, Watson, on the team from 2004 to 2009. He's still playing, obviously, and playing at a pretty high level. What are your thoughts on just seeing him out on the field and how he's been able to prolong his career. And
yeah, he's been with with three different organizations, and he's a good player. I mean, he's a very talented guy, first round draft pick, and he's big. He can run. He's catching the ball well. He runs good routes, so he's improved right throughout the course of his career. Yeah, he looks good out here. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.